Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
Right on time, right on cue, the Western governments of the world are cracking down, they're locking down, they are mandating vaccination passports, cranking up to require boosters. So all of these things are happening.
Yeah, nobody could have known that Fauci would say that some of the measures would stay intact forever.
Except nobody people did know. We knew. And we talked about it here on the show 6 months ago and 12 months ago and 18 months ago. And people called us crazy saying, oh, no, that will never happen. It's just 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And we're now going on, what, 3 years?
And yeah. There are certain kind of harbingers of things to come, and the biggest cities like San Francisco and New York City are, you know, the leading the charge into more COVID tyranny.
And well, Keene is right behind them. I mean, Keene is doing everything he can to be the little tiny copycat of San Francisco and San Diego.
I don't know.
It's not that bad, but if they could get their way, they absolutely would.
That's true. I mean, Keene is a leftist bastion in New Hampshire. It is not the freest city of all of New Hampshire. It is the place that you go to if you want to be, if you want to have some opposition. Keene is a shadow of, you know, a place like New York City. Keene is like the worst of New Hampshire, which is for the most part pretty unrestricted. I mean, to the governor's credit, he doesn't deserve a lot. But I suspect it's because he's facing re-election next year. He has not reinstituted a statewide mask mandate, and he has not reinstituted like half of the things or all of the things that he did during. There's no state of emergency, for instance, here in New Hampshire right now, even though the mainstream media is caterwauling about how the cases are record high in New Hampshire. They've never been this high before. Hospitals are clogging, you know, blah, blah, blah. The whole fear-mongering thing is going on hot and heavy. But for whatever reason, Sununu is just saying, no, we're just not going to do what we did last year.
It's because people have a short-term memory and they're going to forget about 2020 and just be like, oh, our governor was a good governor, good Republican, and reelect him.
He also said a year ago that the mandates weren't necessary because in New Hampshire, we can trust one another as our neighbors to do the things that are in our best interest and that won't harm one another.
And then he put in the mandates.
No, he said that's after he repealed the mandates.
Oh,
so it
how
would
convenient.
It would be very difficult for him to walk back that statement and go, oh, I was wrong. You people in New Hampshire, you're horrible human beings, and you won't be kind to one another without this mandate.
I wanted to share a conspiracy theory about the vaccines with you guys.
Sure.
And, they don't appear to work for stopping the COVID virus. And
And that's what they kept telling us in the beginning was, oh, yes, this will stop COVID dead in its tracks. And now the narrative is, oh, it'll help you if you get COVID. It won't be as bad. That's what it's changed to.
Right. And we do know it's an experimental gene therapy. So why would they want to alter the genes of everyone on the planet? And my theory is that it's so they could harvest organs so that they can make all the organs more compatible so they don't get rejected by the host.
Is there any evidence that the COVID-19 vaccine affects people's blood types? Because that's the reason that organs generally get rejected, as I understand it.
Well, even if you have a blood type match, like the chance of rejection is pretty high, and they have to take drugs for the rest of their lives.
You really think what's behind this? They want to make it easier to transplant organs? I mean, that seems
like a good, benevolent thing, just done in a shady way.
He says, if we hear green or yellow or red, New Yorkers should know automatically that this is a moment that we should be taking extra precautions.
Wait, so even green is extra precautions?
Of course. Adam said the
lowest
city,
threat level is high for a reason.
He said the city had to be more clear with residents about the threat of COVID. He said, quote, we have to speak in one language and a clear language on how we're going to push back on these increases.
So he's saying New Yorkers are stupid.
Oh, God, it's yellow. Probably. I'm scared. I mean, that's basically what he's saying. These people aren't scared enough, so we have to make them convinced that, oh, no, code yellow, code yellow
level
in New York City.
He also said he would consider implementing vaccination requirements for the city's 1 million public school children if his health advisors recommend the move, and you know they will, because I bet you they're the same health advisors that are advising the current mayor.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Because that's the thing, is whenever politicians change over, people always think like, all right, we got the Democrat in, or all right, our Republican guy's going in. But the bureaucracy itself almost never changes.
You would think people would know that. Fauci was the guy under Trump and Biden.
Yeah.
Nothing changed.
And I think he's been there since, like, I don't know, the 80s. Eric Adams, who made some headlines before he was elected for being pro-Bitcoin. He was saying he wanted New York City to be the biggest Bitcoin city anywhere, I guess. Oh,
Keene already beat him on that.
Oh, yeah. Keene kicks every other American city's ass. Now, there are a couple of international cities that...
Tokyo has a speed, I think.
No.
Really?
No way.
I thought they did.
With the population they've got in Tokyo?
Well, per capita, no.
Yeah. I always look at per capita.
Per capita, isn't it in the world that Keene is number one?
I don't know. It's been a while. I did update the coin map recently again. I went through and I did an audit of all of New Hampshire, and a lot of businesses had gone either under or...
We definitely beat Manchester and Portsmouth, so I don't see how we're not number one in the world.
I mean,
Portsmouth has probably gone under fast.
The last I looked, their Caracas was pretty solid in Venezuela, but then
that makes sense.
But then again, auditing that is hard to do, right? Like, because I can't easily call the Caracas vendors up and ask them, "Hey, you still take Bitcoin?" So you don't know how many are truly accurate. Whereas our number is actually
El Salvador just doesn't count, right?
El Salvador shouldn't count because they're doing it by law.
Yeah.
So that's a great point.
Well, and it's also Lightning Network, so it's trash.
Quote, "We're going to continue to have this soft touch to tell parents we need for you to vaccinate your children, but if we reach the tipping point that the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene is saying, Eric, we need to put a mandate in place for our schools, then I'm going to follow their advice," he said. "If my Department of Health and Mental Hygiene says, Eric, we need to be mandating booster shots, I'm going to mandate booster shots."
Oh my God.
Well, I'm going to do whatever my handlers tell me to do.
I can't believe that they're even trying to say that they're the ones on the side of mental hygiene.
Or that they're having a soft touch at the moment in New York City in any way, shape, or form. So anyway, he takes over in less than 2 weeks at this point, and he's weighing whether to reappoint the city's current health commissioner. "I like him," Adams said of Dr. Dave Chulinski or Chokesy. "He's one of the names we're considering." So I guess he could, if he wanted to, put somebody else in the position.
In one of thousands of positions that are constantly advising him.
He's probably just another talking head. I'm pretty sure even like Fauci's just a talking head for his bosses.
Also true. I mean, for every mayor, there's 1,000 bureaucrats behind him telling him what to do, and there's 2,000 bureaucrats behind those 1,000 bureaucrats telling them what to do, and then there's 5,000 behind those.
Oh, and then he points out something that we've heard before from the prime minister of places like New Zealand and in Australia, where they've been using this excuse. There, he says, "I don't want my city closed down again." Generally, I have a policy against talking about potential legislation just because most of it, a lot of it doesn't happen, right? Like, there's a lot of stuff that's proposed in front of any legislature, and most of it probably doesn't get passed. But every now and then, there's something that is so bad and so potentially egregious, and since it's New York, so likely to pass. What have they got, Bonnie? What's going on?
Basically, they want to turn New York into Australia, like Australia number two.
Mm-hmm.
Says, this is from Reason, and it says, New York bill would let the state put people in detention if deemed a significant threat to the public health.
And they define a significant threat to the public health as being someone who is unvaccinated?
I think they can define it however they want.
It's just up to the governor's discretion in the wording. It's so...
Well, governors have never abused their power in the past, so it'll be fine.
New York lawmakers are mulling a bill that would allow the state to detain anyone carrying or suspected of carrying a contagious disease that makes them a significant threat to the public health.
Right. Now, we know that COVID isn't a significant threat because 99.98% of people who actually contract it, those at least we know have contracted it, because there are a bunch of people that contracted it.
Yeah, I'm not counted in their statistics, and I got COVID for sure and survived just fine.
Right. So of those who are statistified about their contracting COVID, 99.99 whatever percent, they beat it. I think it was actually Jeremy Kaufman, one of the board members of the Free State Project and the creator of Library, who pointed this out. He said, if Hitler had, you know, was around today, and, you know, Hitler was doing his camps today, he would be paying TikTokers to, you know, go through there and talk about how they weren't so bad, right? Like, that's literally what's going on.
He'd be like, hey, we'll give you some extra rations tonight, but you gotta make a video about how well you're treated here in this concentration camp. Hitler would absolutely be doing that.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that the Australian government is running concentration camps or anything like that, but I'm saying they're no more trustworthy than was Nazi Germany. They've all got the same goals. Every government has always had the same goals.
Well, I'm going to say that they are running concentration camps because by definition, they are concentrating people in camps. Well, now, they may not be executing them at this point.
You can trust them, Ian. Listen to this. They're being really responsible with their power in New York.
In New York, okay.
A confirmed carrier would be released only after he or she is no longer contagious, and a suspected carrier could be set free only when the government proves that he or she is not infected with or has not been exposed to such a disease. So it's fine.
You'll be our prisoner unless you submit to a COVID test.
Yes, that's right.
And then you have to test negative.
Yeah, and we will keep you for as long as we feel like it.
And the government has to prove that you're... Hold on. The wording of this is confusing. This has to be unconstitutional. They have to prove...
It's an emergency.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy. So I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
We know how all this goes down, people. We've seen it over and over throughout human history.
Well, it'll be different this time. It'll be nicer. It'll be a really nice place.
Yes, because they've never thought of putting these horrors in the context of making society better by getting rid of the undesirables. That's a totally novel idea.
It's just 2 weeks of your life. I mean, it's for the good of the people. You just have to hang out at this cool facility. You get, you know, electricity.
We got a ColecoVision hooked up in the back, man. It's cool. It's awesome back here.
They have that, actually. Not a ColecoVision, but when I was in jail. When I was in jail, I didn't actually get to see it in my cell block or whatever. I was in the lockdown, right? Like 23-hour lockdown. But in the cells next to me, there was a window so I could see what was going on in their day room. They actually had like a cart with a television on it and a Sega Genesis.
Wow.
You know, like a mini Sega Genesis on there. So while you were out in the day room.
How do you get that approved, man?
You could play video games in jail. So, hey, good times.
There are worse things, right? I would rather not be playing Sega Genesis in jail, but if you're going to be in jail, it's not a terrible thing to have access to a Genesis that you can play every once in a while.
Yeah, but it's still jail, and you don't get to choose to leave. And in Australia, for instance, there were some teenagers that actually scaled the fence at the Howard Springs facility. And
I hate that they named it, because that suggests that this thing is permanent.
Talk about Noriega in Nicaragua. I don't know much about him, but as long as I'm demonizing him, he must be a communist revolutionary that has turned president of that country. I mean, do you think that my hunch is right?
Okay, so I had to go look this up.
You don't know anything about this guy except his name, presumably, and you're like, my gut tells me he's a communist dictator. Is that correct, Sarah?
Well, I mean, communist revolutionary. To me, that's not a dictator. To me, he's a hero.
Okay, so Sarah, why did you even bring this guy up, number one? I mean, he's been dead for several years now. He died in 2017, apparently.
Oh, he has passed away? I think they were talking about Nicaragua in a little while. I mean, a while ago. That who's the president now? I mean,
I have no idea.
Is she talking about Chile? Because there's this guy that apparently took over Chile.
No, I don't know if he had any involvement in Chile.
Well,
but
whoever their president is now in Nicaragua, my gut tells me he's probably a communist revolutionary.
He's probably a bad guy.
Ian and Chris and David Olson from New Mexico were all arguing with me that the people who got kicked out of a Panera Bread in New York City are the same thing
You're talking about Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory in New York City for not being vaccinated, and they refused to leave. They wanted to force the servers to serve them. They all said that was the same exact thing as the sit-ins of the early 60s that black people were doing at like Woolworths or whatever in Birmingham.
No, we talked about that to an extent, and we determined, or at least I determined, that a key difference there was the Woolworths protests were against store policy because it wasn't a Jim Crow law. Those had been repealed the decade prior
to that. I did that backwards.
And these are protests against a city mandate. So that's a key difference between them. But there are a lot of similarities.
But
I will give that.
This is my argument. The people in New York City right now who they will ever stand up for, their line in the sand was going to Cheesecake Factory. they can still leave, and there's not a culture of the whole United States that is, you know, there are places in the United States where you can eat at Cheesecake Factory or whatever without being vaccinated.
As far as the sit-ins were concerned, they were also demanding to be served. They didn't say, oh, well, we're welcome at this, you know, other shop down the street, so we're going to bring our business there. They said, Woolworths has a discriminatory policy. We are going to make political hay out of that. And they did. And they successfully reversed Woolworths, got them to reverse their policy. So it was actually a very successful, you know, sort of a protest that, again, was not regarding any sort of law. From what I understand. So it was kind of that similar, we're here, we're members of the public, you should serve us. So
yeah, for being born black. I just think it's a lot different.
It's still wrong, though. I mean, if you're a business owner, no matter how disgusting I think it is, you have the right to say, nope, we're not going to serve trans people, we're not going to serve gay people, we're not going to serve black people. They have that right. It's morally reprehensible, and it's disgusting. But it's their right. I will take my business elsewhere that isn't owned by one of these idiots.
Right. That's what I would do, too. And I think that's what you were suggesting, Bonnie, is that, you know, they should just take their business elsewhere. And in the case of New York, that they should leave New York City and take their business elsewhere in that way. So I don't disagree with the conclusion is vote with your feet. But at the same time, what they were doing is tantamount to what was going on in the
sit-ins. I'm just saying, last year, I agree that you should vote with your feet and that you should take your business elsewhere and all that stuff, except for the fact that, like, all of Alabama was like that.
As far as the sit-ins were concerned, they were also demanding to be served. They didn't say, oh, well, we're welcome at this, you know, other shop down the street, so we're going to bring our business there. They said, Woolworths has a discriminatory policy. We are going to make political hay out of that. And they did. And they successfully reversed Woolworths, got them to reverse their policy. So it was actually a very successful, you know, sort of a protest that, again, was not regarding any sort of law, from what I understand. So it was kind of that similar, we're here, we're members of the public, you should serve us. So
yeah, for being born black. I just think it's a lot different.
It's still wrong, though. I mean, if you're a business owner, no matter how disgusting I think it is, you have the right to say, nope, we're not going to serve trans people, we're not going to serve gay people, we're not going to serve black people. They have that right. It's morally reprehensible, and it's disgusting. But it's their right. I will take my business elsewhere that isn't owned by one of these idiots.
Right. That's what I would do, too. And I think that's what you were suggesting, Bonnie, is that, you know, they should just take their business elsewhere. And in the case of New York, that they should leave New York City and take their business elsewhere in that way. So I don't disagree with the conclusion is vote with your feet. But at the same time, what they were doing is tantamount to what was going on.
I'm just saying, last year, I agree that you should vote with your feet and that you should take your business elsewhere and all that stuff, except for the fact that, like, all of Alabama was like that. It's not like that any state in the United States right now for vaccinated people.
First of all, the sit-ins we were talking about was North Carolina. It wasn't Alabama. Now, they might have spread to Alabama, but the ones we were talking about specifically were North Carolina, the lunch counter. And so since the Jim Crow laws were repealed, that would suggest that there were. Now, I can't say for sure. I wasn't alive and I wasn't living there at the time. But the suggestion is that some businesses would be integrated on their own choice. I don't think all of the businesses in Greensboro, North Carolina, were segregated.
No, that's why bad business.
That's why they picked on Woolworths, because they were. But if you were around back then and you want to weigh in on that, because that is the question, you know, what percentage of the businesses in Greensboro were segregated by choice? And was it 100%? Because I doubt it.
Was it as easy as driving or getting on a taxi and going 20 miles east to Long Island like these people at Cheesecake Factory could have done.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. Whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You ready to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash? Then you can click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. You'll find useful information in video format. If you're short on time, just watch the first one. It'll take you all of 3 whole minutes of your life. And you will get some of the basic concepts down because there is a little bit of a learning curve. There are some new ideas that you do have to really, you should understand when it comes to cryptocurrency. You need to know why this stuff is taking off and why it's so special. So head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started. If you're not new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those for you there as well on their news site. And that is news.bitcoin.com. So let's go back, Bonnie, to the story that you were sharing with us. It's been a couple segments since we were into it, but it's about this bill in New York State.
January 3rd, 2021, Politico came out with this article about it that said, long dormant assembly bill becomes subject of conspiracy theories.
Yeah. So,
well, there's no conspiracy here. Yeah. The legislature introduced a bill that would allow them to use public health as an excuse to arrest people, yes, and detain them.
And according to this story, the bill is currently in committee, so it has not been voted on by the state Senate at this point. Now, when it will come out of committee, I don't know how the New York system works.
Well, first they have to kick it down to the subcommittee committee, who is going to send it down to the subcommittee, and eventually someone will chop off a chicken's head, and depending on which part of the floor it lands on, they'll decide whether or not to pass the stupid thing.
I don't know how the New York system works, but if it's anything like the New Hampshire one, which I'm not suggesting that it is, but if it's anything like it, committees hear bills, they come back with a recommendation for the full Senate in this particular case, and then the full Senate votes yay or nay or whatever on whether or not this bill should move to the House. So in theory, that can happen at any time. I don't know when, I presume New York meets all the time, unlike New Hampshire, which is like a part-time legislature. So if it's like New Hampshire, then they meet in the wintertime, which means they're going to be meeting very, very soon, and they may take this bill off the table. They may actually begin a serious discussion about it. But all of that right now is pure speculation on my part. So if you're in New York and you know how this stuff works there, you know, could this just be taken off the table this week and voted on, or is it going to be a few months? We have no idea. So the mainstream media is, when they're talking about this bill, which I'm sure they don't talk about it very often,
they're trying to downplay it.
Dismissing it.
Yeah, and make it seem like, oh, it's just because it didn't get, you know, completely voted out of the system and it's still in a committee doesn't mean that it's a risk to you. It is totally a risk to the people that live in New York until they vote to get rid of it. But they're not going to vote to get rid of it.
You said it initially was written for an Ebola outbreak. What happened to it back when it was an Ebola measure?
It did not pass.
Well, Perry, who apparently wrote the bill, said Perry defended his bill on Twitter. I'm an American who understands our Constitution is sacred and provides us with the right to agree or disagree and hold different positions on issues that may relate to our civil and constitutional rights. The legislation was originally introduced during the 2015-2016 session in response to the Ebola virus. Quote, this bill hasn't been actively pushed for passage because the Ebola threat was ended thanks to a vaccine, Perry continued. However, many learned scientists believe that the likelihood of such a deadly pandemic is still real, and somewhere in the future there may be the need for people to be protected from a person or persons carrying a very deadly and transmittable virus.
I wanted to talk about Mark Edge, and the last couple of times that he called in, he was bashing the Free State Project and the idea of moving to New Hampshire, getting out of some of these places that are full of tyranny. I just recently moved from New York. I'm not in a better place now completely, but it is, you know, looking at New York City right now, it is better. being where I am now. Then, but of course, New Hampshire, I think, would be the best overall. Yeah. But Mark Edge, he very much was just dishing on the Free State Project, saying that there were only very certain people that that New Hampshire could actually work for. And I think it mainly he's like he doesn't like the cold. But what I really wanted to bring up was I got a question. Why can't you, Ian, talk to Mark Edge?
Oh, I'm prohibited from doing so by the federal government bail conditions. There's a list of people I'm not allowed to talk to, including Mark, including Melanie, one of our other previous co-hosts, Daryl Perry.
I was initially on that list.
They claimed that the people who you guys can't talk to are potential witnesses or potentially victims.
Correct. Correct. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. Apparently, according to ArtValley818_ on Twitter, New York Police Department has arrested a veteran because he went to Panera Bread without proof of vaccine. I'm just going to play you some of the audio here. Now, right out the gate.
Did he say something about the flag touching the ground?
Yeah.
He said, you can't let the flag touch the ground while the United States is arresting him.
And he was really, like, upset about it, right? And, like, you could hear frustration in his voice. Well, screw that flag. Even though that's all the more reason he should hate that stupid flag.
That's the thing.
That's his religion.
When I saw the headline of this video, I thought, oh, man, you know, this guy's getting arrested. All right, let me check this. Oh, God. Right out the gate. You know, he's literally trying to hold on to the flag. The police, of course, are stripping the flag from him. And as you pointed out, Bonnie,
like, you have to carry the ark on the magic rods on your shoulders, whatever they're called.
The team that you are holding this flag for is doing this to you. Now, I understand the United States government isn't the same as New York City, and it's New York City's vaccination passport. But the U.S. government is not your friend. They are not on the side of freedom.
The White House just came out with a statement saying the unvaccinated are killing people, basically, and they have a winter full of death and serious illness ahead
of
them.
You should pull that statement up if you can find it. It's been passed around all over the place in the last 24 hours.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.